it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning, guys. It's the 24th of the 4th, 2024. It's an amazing time to be alive, to see what's happening. If you're on the right frequency, you'll be able to see that this is pantomime. But the pantomime now is getting into a crazy phase. And if you're not awake and aware, you'll be very, very worried about the threat of them bringing in a climate emergency to give Biden the powers that he had during COVID. They realize they can't beat Trump. So either put the world into lockdown or put Trump in prison. Both options are on the table for them. And this is part of the pantomime. For those people who are awake and aware and in the fifth dimension and above, you'll know this and you'll feel it. But it's just for those people who are not, I would urge you to connect to who you are within, and then you'll find out the truth. And you'll see what's going on very, very clearly.
Well, I would just like to say a big congratulations to Texas. They have reduced border crossings. Unfortunately, they've now pushed across to California. So in San Cedro, located about 16 miles south of affluent San Diego, there was an 85% increase in crossings in February compared to the previous year. Contrasting with Texas, where illegal entries have decreased during the same time frame. Well done, Texas. Go you.
Well, we can also learn an awful lot from Australia. Whereas if you come in illegally, you're kicked out and you're never coming back. And within 2 months, all of this shenanigans stops immediately.
I'd like to highlight that Donald Trump returned to the Trump Tower after 6 days of the trial and people gathered in the streets to show support. And my first news of the day is Judge Cannon just released newly unredacted documents that reveal Biden's White House has direct ties to the surprise and illegal Mar-a-Lago raid. Jack Smith argued against the release of the documents to protect Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Trump's attorney, Alina Haber, is exposing the vax corruption in all of the Trump trials.
That's a very important point, Drew, and I've said it again. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. The light is exposing the darkness. That's what we're going through. We're seeing everything being exposed now. There's nowhere to hide, and the problem is when they've got nowhere to hide, they become dangerous. They're like a rat that's trapped. They become unpredictable and dangerous. You never know what they're going to do next.
I think also adding to that, today's quite a crucial day because if it doesn't go Trump's way, he'll be in jail today.
That's correct. And this is what they want. This is pantomime. If he's in jail today, he'll get even more votes than he did before. Everything they've done against him has backfired.
Going to the UK, farmers have been contending with unprecedented levels of rainfall for at least the past year, resulting in a significant decline in food production across Britain. Livestock and crops have suffered due to fields remaining submerged since last autumn, owing to an exceptionally wet 18-month period. Data from the Met Office, and you know I love a statistic, indicates that from October 22 to March 2024, England experienced a record-breaking 1,695 millimetres of rain, marking the highest amount recorded for any 18-month period in the country's history. Now, what might be causing that, Charlie?
I don't know. Maybe some chemtrails? I don't know. It seems a little bit of a coincidence, doesn't it? That we're seeing all these chemtrails and then suddenly, and I think the big eye-opener for the world, for those who are fast asleep, is what happened in Dubai the other day, where they got the numbers slightly wrong and managed to flood to a ridiculous level the whole of Dubai. In England, we've got rivers and streams and brooks and everything else to get rid of the water fairly quickly. and drains in Dubai. They don't, so it was left there as evidence for quite a while. But in the UK, you're absolutely right. There's been a ridiculous amount of rainfall, but there has been wet weather manipulation by the chemtrails, and there has been an abundance of chemtrails, so it's highly visual. For anybody that's still half asleep, you only have to look up. Stop looking at your phone. Stop looking down. Look up.
Well, talking about the weather, Greece has turned orange from the dust from Africa, and there's a health warning that has come with that also.
Drew, I go back to the same thing about chemtrails. They keep blaming Africa for this dust. I don't believe them. I believe it's whatever it is in the chemtrails. We had it here in Spain last year. In fact, they're about to repaint all our houses because they are orange. They used to be white. But we had it absolutely terribly. And I said at the time, this is not real. You can tell it's not real. It's like a big orange cloud, but they have been created. This is weather manipulation. It's dangerous and it's got to stop.
A St. George's Day march has brought London to a standstill yesterday afternoon as protesters chanting "England till I die" clash with police in the city centre. Tens of thousands of Britons back calls to make St. George's Day a bank holiday to celebrate English heritage and culture, with 75,000 signing petition calling for a public holiday every April the 23rd.
And you can get arrested for that in London. And if you're calling for jihad, you get a pat on the back.
It was awful. I saw the videos of those marches, Charlie, and they sent the horses into them. It was just pure violence. Whereas you see the protests from pro-Palestine, pro-Israel and all that. They're softly, softly. They're gently, gently.
Yeah.
With their own people, heavy hitting.
And one of the things I'm going to point out here, I've worked in the Middle East for 24 years now. Most of the Muslims are good people. The trouble is all the bad ones are in America and England. That's the problem. They get rid of their idiots and send them to us, and we welcome them with open arms.
Authorities in Thailand have decided to block unauthorized crypto platforms to increase the efficiency of law enforcement in solving the problem of online crime.
Several school children in Tenerife has been forced to learn lessons in English to keep them safe, it has been claimed. The startling revelation comes as the popular holiday destination is battling against over-tourism. Tens of thousands of angry protesters have been marching on the roads to express their frustration over the large numbers of tourists thronging the island.
This is all part of an agenda to stop people travelling. One of my best friends lives there. There is not a problem with the amount of people. They would welcome them all with open arms. The same here in Spain. There's always this media push to stop people travelling because they want everybody to be easy to push into the 15-minute cities and going away once every 3 years. So they're coming up with all these scare stories and all the lies and rubbish that goes with it. Tenerife and Spain and Lanzarote and Fuerteventura and Ibiza and Mallorca and Menorca could all do with more business because it boosts the economy. And that was the news on the 24th of April, 2024. It's 24.04, 2024. See you tomorrow.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.